Okay, so the second premise, but we're going to look at just the kind of the first half of it, which is God's glory is supremely magnified in the atoning work of Christ. So we're already bringing Jesus into this, and we're saying that he is the pinnacle, the ultimate, and it's what God wants to do even before time begins. And so obviously we need to put this into our premise as a very important point. So the atoning work of Christ is centered on his crucifixion and resurrection. Thus, we might say that God's glory is supremely magnified in the incarnation, death, resurrection, exaltation, and return of Christ to consummate his glorious kingdom. Nonetheless, the death and resurrection of Christ as an atonement for sin are the nucleus of his redemptive work. And it's here that the glory of God shines brightest, is the greatest good, no other good can compare. So, wow, okay, so this seems important.
Yeah, all right. So God's glory, God is magnified supremely. His glory is shown ultimately in the atoning work of Christ, right?
Yeah.
And then the atoning work of Christ, then, Christensen tells us, is the sole means of redemption. Right? Because that's how redemption had to be accomplished, mm-hmm. right? The primary focus of the atoning work of Christ is the redemption of human beings, God's image-bearing creatures. The human race estranged itself from its creator by, obviously, it's a rebellion, right? I'm going to do my own thing. But God in his all not knowing and actually his, you know, in his ill-deserving, surprising, and in fact, magnificent grace, Christensen tells us, chose a remnant of rebels for reconciliation.
Right.
So, you know, only the atoning work of Christ, he says, is capable of redeeming these fallen and alienated people.
Right. And so, humanity enters the picture here, and we're still kind of focused on that as people. And, you know, it's like taking a photo and you want to see yourself in there. That's where you focus on first. But where is this grounded in? It's ultimately grounded on who God is, and it's focusing differently than what the other theodicies does. Well, why does evil exist? Well, because I'm so free, I can do this. Or
God wanted me to be free, and since I'm free, yeah. I can do evil, and therefore that's why evil exists.
Why does evil exist? Well, so that we can get to heaven in the best way possible, because that's the ultimate goal, is get us to the destination, the end point, and God has to sweep as many of us into the heaven goal. That's not the case.
None of that is the case.
hopefully this idea is different enough that you can see the kind of the juxtaposition between the two, is that this is solely focused on God, his work. Yes, humans are included in that work, but ultimately we're wanting to say, well, what about God, not what about me in this,
right?